This is Gospel Music Today. Now, here are the hosts of Gospel Music Today, Ken and Gene Grady.
We are glad you could join us on Gospel Music Today. We have Southern Gospel News coming up, some concert updates, and Gene has a feature group.
Our feature group this week is Middle Ground.
From the Memphis Quartet Show, I'll be talking to the Kingsmen on today's program, and you've been listening to some new music.
I have new CDs by Newground, the Deatons, and Heartland Quartet.
And you've been reading?
I've been out reading the Christian Voice magazine.
From the Memphis Quartet Show, we had our cameras on the scene, and we have exclusive video of the Kingsmen on today's program.
And the archives?
From the Assembly in Broken Arrow, Oklahoma, from 2015, we have video of the Proclaimers Quartet on today's program.
Let's get started.
You are watching Gospel Music Today. The news is next.
Jared Vardaman is the new lead singer for One Way Quartet. Jared is also a songwriter, and he's 23 years old, and he's from Morton, Mississippi. Avenue Trio, which is husband and wife Casey and Haley Kemp and Jonathan Mattingly, have released a new project entitled Crucified, Magnified, Glorified. It includes brand new recordings and favorite hymns. Following up on their debut Stowtown release, The Hope of All Tomorrows, the Kramers have released Sing Me There with producer Wayne Hahn of Stowtown. The Creekside Gospel Music Convention, scheduled for October 23 to 27 in Pigeon Forge, has partnered with the Creekstone Inn as the new host hotel for this year's convention. That's a look at some of the happenings in the world of Southern Gospel. You can keep up with the latest Southern Gospel news by reading SGN Scoops Digital Magazine. Take a look at their website at sgnscoops.com. And you can find more Southern Gospel news at our website, gospelmusictoday.com.
We have been on the road.
Yes, we have. We've been to the Memphis Quartet Show. The Kingsmen were there, and even though they live just up the road from us, sometimes we have to drive long distances to see them, but I think we have a clip.
Yes, we do.
Of my dreams, and then the winds would shift and move them from my sight. But there is one face that I'm still looking for, and I won't be surprised should I see him on the next cloud. It's closer now than you could ever think or comprehend. But even a fool should know that we're so near this life's end. Better make your list and check it twice as the midnight hour chimes. 'Cause he may be on the next cloud. Face on.
Any moment, if you watch
the eastern sky, and he may be on the next cloud, he may be on the next cloud, he may be on the next cloud, and
the mighty Kingsmen Quartet, they've been on the road for several decades. They are still putting out top songs and still getting it done. And we saw them in a church setting a couple of weeks ago, and they do a wonderful job in that setting, too.
Yes, they do. Who has a birthday this week?
Happy birthday to Morgan Easter. She sings with her parents, Jeff and Sherry Easter. Her birthday is September 30th.
And we wish a happy birthday to all our Southern Gospel friends.
We have much more coming up on this week's edition of Gospel Music Today. Right now, Jean has been listening to some new music.
Newground has a CD called The Way It Was, which is a live in Rainesville, Alabama recording. There are great favorites such as What a Beautiful Day, I've Never Been This Homesick Before, and That Heavenly Home. Wish You Were Here is my favorite on the CD. That's The Way It Was by Newground.
This is a concert update from Gospel Music Today. Homelighters Quartet sings at St. John's Church in Stoutsville, Ohio on September 30th. If you're looking for a concert near you, check the search engine at gospelgigs.com. And you can always use the links at our website, gospelmusictoday.com.
You're watching Gospel Music Today, Southern Gospel News, guest, and exclusive concert video. The best music this side of heaven, every week right here on Gospel Music Today.
Middle Ground is an up-and-coming gospel music group. Although the structure is new, the ministry is not. The members of Middle Ground all have deep roots in music and evangelistic ministry. Their desire to reach the hurting, the broken, and lost with powerful lyrics and testimony is genuine. The group consists of Rachel Williams, who began traveling and singing with her family at the age of 11. Joining her on stage as a part of the group are two of her daughters, Carrington and Carson Williams, as well as her daughter-in-law, Shekinah Camp Morris. Rounding out the group is Rachel's son and Shekinah's husband, Kenton Morris, and Rachel's husband, Michael, who takes care of what goes on behind the scenes. This family will encourage you and uplift you as they share the goodness of God. You can find out more about this week's feature group on Facebook at Middle Ground Music Ministries. Coming up next on Gospel Music Today, Ken visits with members of the Kingsmen Quartet. Welcome back to Gospel Music Today.
We had the Gospel Music Today cameras at the Memphis Quartet Show. We spoke to some of the members of the Kingsmen, and that's up next on Gospel Music Today. We are at the Memphis Quartet Show with some of the members of the mighty Kingsmen Quartet, Chris, and Ray Dean, all with us on Gospel Music Today. Welcome to the Kingsmen.
Thank you.
Chris Bryant, I'm going to ask you to introduce the two people with you.
All right. I sing the lead part with the Kingsmen. Been here about 4 years. And then, of course, Chris Jenkins, no stranger either. Been here just celebrated 10 years with the Kingsmen. And over my other shoulder here, a man that definitely needs no introduction, Ray Dean Reese. And 56 years, I believe. 55 years this year with the Kingsmen. And still going strong. So That's us.
Yeah. Ray, can you think back to when you started with the Kingsmen? How did you get connected with the Kingsmen Quartet?
Well, the Kingsmen were originated right there in the mountains of North Carolina where I live. And I was familiar with all the guys. The original group was the McKinney Brothers. And then as it changed down through the years, different friends of mine were in the Kingsmen. And so they invited me one day to come sing with them, and I did.
And it's been 55 years.
Yeah.
That is incredible. One of the highlights of the Kingsman career and something that people talk about all the time. I will ask guests, was there a certain group or a certain recording that got you interested in gospel music? And the Kingsman Big and Live album comes up all the time. Can you tell me how that happened, how that...
How it came about?
Yeah.
Well, and Ray, of course, is the only member that was actually on that album, because that was...
Oh, right.
Well, of course, that's celebrating 50 years this coming year.
Yeah.
And so the rest of us wasn't even born. But the stories behind it are legendary. Yeah.
Make me feel young.
That was very monumental when it comes to live recordings in general in our industry. One of the very first that ever attempted such a thing. And I've heard the story told many times by Ray and Chris that when they recorded that album, one of the things that was very special about it was the audience participation, all the amens and the hand claps and the just that they really got into it, and they didn't take that out of the final recording. They left it in there. And I think that's probably the reason that it's so iconic to this day, because people actually got to feel the live concert feel in the final recording. Yeah. And I believe the record company actually tried to take that out, Ray.
Yeah, they did. But Mr. Fox, who was the owner and manager at that time, they said, well, if you're going to take that out, just take the recording off the board.
So they kept it in there.
It worked well.
It did.
Chris, you have the big event coming up to commemorate the 50th anniversary of that recording.
We do, March the 23rd and 24th of 2023, and we're so excited about it. It's we've got some special friends coming to help us celebrate, like Gold City, the Lefevre Quartet, the Dixie Echoes, who in 1973 was also on the original program with the Kingsmen that night. So it's very special to have that same group 50 years later helping us celebrate that event. And then we've got some special people, like Danny Jones will be there emceeing the event. Dennis Swanberg will be there. Gordon Moat and
Jonathan Wilburn
is going to be there also. And it's going to take place in Gadsden, Alabama. It's a brand new facility called the Venue at Coosa Landing. And it's a beautiful venue there. Of course, the original recording was done at the Gadsden Convention Hall, but we're celebrating at this brand new venue, state of the art, beautiful place there in Gadsden, and we're very excited about it.
That's going to be an awesome event.
Yes,
Ray Dean. Let me ask you this: after all these years that the Kingsman Quartet have been on the road and still putting out number one songs. I mean, it's not a group that seems old. It's a group that seems like it's brand new. How do you decide when it's time for a new recording? How do you decide what to put on it?
Well, my son Brandon and Chris Jenkins and Chris Bryant here, along with Alan, and the recording studio, they get together, and we have folks that send us, you know, demos and. Mm-hmm. Every once in a while, we go back and put an old one on there. But I'll just answer that question simply this. We're so blessed to be able to the longevity of the Kingsmen and be able to do these songs. Mm-hmm. We really are. We're so blessed.
There are really not many other styles of music that have any artists that are still on the top. On the top of their game after that amount of time.
It's a very prestigious legacy. Mm-hmm. It really is.
It really is incredible. Chris Bryant, what's the current CD?
Well, the last one is More to the Story that we put out about a year ago. We've sent a few songs to radio off of that, songs like These Are the Days and When the Old Story Was New. Church of the Great I Am is our most recent. Getting ready to send another one to radio soon. And so we've got several new songs on that album. We put 12 brand new songs on there, and we recorded that over a period of about 2 years through COVID and through the pandemic, everything. Mm-hmm. So we're very proud of that and that recording, what God's doing with that recording. We've gotten great feedback, just great songs. And you mentioned, you know, how we select songs. We get songs on almost a daily basis sent to the Kingsmen, like most of these groups do. Yeah. And they usually come to the office or come to the record company or come to Chris, and we send them out and listen. So that particular album, because it took so long to record, we were selecting songs for that for probably 2-3 years, yeah, going through the song selection process. So by doing that and doing it the way we did it, we got to pick songs that really spoke to each one of us individually. So we really are proud of that project, and everybody's got something on there that they're particularly touched by or moved by, and mm-hmm. so I think that's why we love it so much. So we've got that. We have a Christmas album that hopefully will be out later this year. First time the Kingsmen have put out a Christmas album in 27 years. Yeah. So it's about time to put out our new one. So we've a few classics and some brand new songs, and so we're excited about that too.
All right. Well, that's very exciting, and the Kingsmen Quartet name just lights up everybody's eyes in Southern Gospel music. It's incredible. We're very glad we could have you guys on Gospel Music today.
My pleasure. We were honored to be here. Thank you.
In this month's Christian Voice magazine, the cover story is about the legacy of the Singing Cooks. Other articles this month are about Journey in Faith and A Remembrance of Glenn Allred. This month's On the Road with Gospel Music Today article is about the Lowesville Gospel Concerts in North Carolina. You can find a link to Christian Voice magazine at our website, gospelmusictoday.com.
This is a concert update from Gospel Music Today. The Carolina Gospel Music Fest is at Woodward Baptist Church in Chester, South Carolina, October 6, 7, and 8. You can find all the details at the Gospel Music Today website.
Our Heartland is a new CD by Heartland Quartet. In addition to the title song, there is The Promise, Grace Became Amazing, and Through It All. Scars in Heaven is my favorite on the CD. That's Our Heartland by Heartland Quartet.
Get ready for the last and final call. Heaven's fire is all a symbol, an invitation to one and all. We're waiting with anticipation. It can happen any day. 'Cause in the blink of an eye from the eastern sky, we're gonna hear our Savior say, get up, get ready. We're getting ready to go. Get on the long top, 'cause in a little while we'll be going home. I made up my mind, I'm not wasting time. The trumpet's about to blow. So get up, get ready. We're getting ready to go.
Now don't you worry about your friends and loved ones who have gone before. 'Cause when the Lord comes back with a shout, he's gonna shake this earthly floor.
It's about to blow, so get up, get ready.
The Deatons from Ohio has a new CD called When God Shows Up. Most of the songs were written by James or Helen Deaton. It opens with the title song and also has Somebody Prayed and I'm Going Home. My favorite is Family Bible. That's When God Shows Up by the Deatons. We have a new music video this week.
Yes, we do. This is from Heart to Heart. The group is David and Dina Kaiser and Rhonda House. They're from Cherryville, North Carolina. I See an Empty Grave is the song. Heart to Heart is up next on Gospel Music Today.
There's no need to cry. Stand up on your feet now. Lift your head up high. Don't wait till tomorrow to lay down your sorrow. Freedom is here today. Wipe away those tears, child. Put down your shame. Cause I see an empty grave. I hear the heavens waking. Angels in jubilation. That stone's been rolled away. I feel the darkness breaking. I bet the devil's shaking. Somebody celebrate. I see an empty grave.
Next on Gospel Music Today, we'll go to the archives and hear the Proclaimers. It is now time for the archives.
That's right. From the year 2015, we had the cameras at the Assembly in Broken Arrow, Oklahoma. The Proclaimers Quartet sang that night, and we have exclusive video up next on Gospel Music Today.
Living in a world of my own, I'm getting kind of homesick to go home. Heaven's just the kind of place I like to call home. It's a place where I'll be welcome, I know. There are prizes in this world I'd like to obtain, things I'd like to do when I can. But anything that I achieve could not be the same as this ticket that I hold in my hand.
I've got a ticket to paradise. I'm feeling, I'll be leaving soon. Oh, won't that be nice? I've got my bags all packed and I'm ready to go. I can't hardly wait to leave this world of sorrow and woe. Everything's gonna be alright. I've got a ticket to paradise. Folks are trying every way to get in the gate, looking for an easier way. Some will shop around and find a cheaper rate, even though the price is already paid. So if you're wondering why you haven't bought your way in, well, it's because of just one man. He's been here once and he is coming back again, and he can put a ticket in your hand. I've got a ticket, got to paradise. I've got a feeling I'll be leaving soon. Oh, won't that be nice? I've got my bags all packed and I'm ready to go. I can't hardly wait to leave this world of sorrow and woe. Everything's gonna be alright. I've got a ticket to paradise. I've got a ticket to paradise. I've got a feeling I'll be leaving soon. Oh, won't that be nice? I've got my bags all packed and I'm ready to go. I can't hardly wait to leave this world of sorrow and woe. Everything's gonna be alright. I've got a ticket to paradise. I've got a ticket to paradise. I've got a ticket to paradise.
From way back in the archives, the Proclaimers Quartet, we always enjoyed listening to them. We are out of time for this week's edition of Gospel Music Today.
And we want to thank you for spending the last 30 minutes with us, whether you are watching us on television, on the internet, or listening to us on the radio. It's time to call a friend and tell them about Gospel Music Today.
Good advice.
And we'll see you next week on Gospel Music Today.
This is Gospel Music Today. Now, here are the hosts of Gospel Music Today, Ken and Jean Grady.
We are very glad you could be with us this week. We have Southern Gospel News coming up, some concert updates, and Jean has a feature group.
Our feature group is By Faith Quartet.
From the National Quartet Convention, I'll be speaking to Sounds of Jericho on today's program, and you've been listening to some new music.
Yes, CDs by Trusting Grace, Sherry Ann, and Dusty Barrett.
And you've been reading?
I've been out reading Cross Country USA magazine.
We had the Gospel Music Today cameras at a great event in Chattanooga, Tennessee. We heard Clear Vision sing. We have exclusive video on today's program.
And the archives?
From a few years ago at the Creekside Gospel Music Convention, Glory Way sang. Exclusive video on today's show.
Let's get started.
You are watching Gospel Music Today. The news is next.
Abraham Productions has announced that the 2023 Singing in the Sun will mark the 25th anniversary of the event and the first-time appearance of the Gaither Vocal Band. Singing in the Sun 2023 will be at the Myrtle Beach Convention Center April 24 to 29. The Shitans are releasing a new album entitled Shoulder to Shoulder, which is their second full-length album for Horizon Records. Reuben Bean and Peg McCamey Bean have been inducted into the Tri-State Gospel Music Hall of Fame. Also inducted for 2022 is Kelly Nealon Clark of the Nealons. Logan Smith has released a new single with Main Street Music and Entertainment. Logan recently toured for several years and recorded two projects with the trio 11th Hour. Logan's new single is Living in You. That's a look at some of the happenings in the world of Southern Gospel. You can keep up with the latest Southern Gospel news by reading SGN Scoops Digital Magazine. Take a look at their website at sgnscoops.com. And you can find more Southern Gospel news at our website, gospelmusictoday.com.
We have been on the road.
Yes, we have. We've been to Chattanooga to the wonderful event down there, and Clear Vision was there, and I believe we have a clip.
Yes, we do.
Thank you. we've heard about the coming of the Lord. Some say that he will not return. He'll go back on his word. But I have faith in what he said. The time is drawing near, and when he steps out on the cloud, you won't find. God's promised land. You see, it's what's inside those gates of pearl. They just keep me pressing on. And when I hear that trumpet sound, brother,
we always enjoy hearing Clear Vision, and we had a great time at the Gospel Radio Favorites Chattanooga Gospel Music Festival. We thank Brian and Denise Crow for inviting us to that great event.
Who has a birthday this week?
Happy birthday to Lily Isaacs. Lily sings with her family and the Isaacs. Her birthday is September 20.
And we wish a happy birthday to all our Southern Gospel friends.
We have much more coming up on this week's edition of Gospel Music Today, but first, Gene has been listening to some new music.
Pieces is a new solo CD by Dusty Barrett. There are 12 songs, and it opens with He's All I Need. In addition to the title song, there is Give Me Jesus, You Were There, and Maker of the Rain. My favorite, If You'll Just Ask Him. That's Pieces by Dusty Barrett.
This is a concert update from Gospel Music Today. The Carolina Gospel Music Fest, October 6, 7, and 8 in Chester, South Carolina. If you're looking for a concert near you, check the search engine at gospelgigs.com, and you can always use the links at our website, gospelmusictoday.com.
By Faith is a Southern Gospel Quartet founded in Southern Indiana. By Faith was started from a well-known gospel group called the Manships. Alan Manship, the group's founder, began singing with Nadine Meredith approximately 10 years ago. Mary Ann Wilson joined a few years later after hearing the group in concert. She was followed by B.J. Crowder, the newest member, and the group travels wherever the Lord leads them to share His message through song. You can find out more about this week's feature group at byfaithquartet.com. Coming up next on Gospel Music Today, Ken visits with Sounds of Jericho. Welcome back to Gospel Music Today.
We were at the National Quartet Convention. We spoke to a great quartet, Sounds of Jericho, and that's up next on Gospel Music Today. We are at the National Quartet Convention with us, Sounds of Jericho. Stacy and Stephen are with us, and we want to welcome you to Gospel Music Today.
Thanks so much. It's been a great week.
It has. You guys have enjoyed the week, too.
We have. NQC for us is just a great event. You know, mm-hmm. you get to see our family and our extended family with the groups and stuff like that. So it's we really enjoy the week.
It is. Yeah,
so many people we don't get to see on a normal basis, and it's great to see them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Without having to load and unload stuff.
Right.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah. We get to stay in one place for an entire week. What a blessing is that,
I
right?
bet that is good. We want to talk about your current CD.
Okay.
But first, Sounds of Jericho. Explain the name.
Okay, so it's a little deep. Sounds of Jericho really came as an inspiration out of Joshua chapter 6, okay? And really, even before that, even in with the stories of Gideon and his army, you start to realize that everything God was telling the Israelites to do with Gideon, it was the torches and the shouting and the clay jars over the torches, right? And with Jericho, of course, we're all familiar with the story in Joshua chapter 6 of Jericho, the marching, the shouting, and the trumpets, of course. Mm-hmm. Everything came as a sign of obedience unto the Lord, but it also made a tremendous sound. And so that's where the sounds of Jericho is really a sound of obedience unto the Lord.
Oh, very good. Yeah. Good name. Good name.
Thank you.
Stacy, how long has the group been on the road?
The group has been singing together for over 10 years now, going on 11, I believe. Yeah. Time flies.
Yeah, it was one of the first concerts for us when we moved to South Carolina.
Right.
We remember that.
Honey Path.
You guys. That's right, yeah. Great traditional quartet sound. We loved it.
Thank you.
Tell me about the current CD.
Current CD, it's a Song Garden CD. The title of it is Joy Looks Good. And, of course, the title cut on the CD is Joy Looks Good on You. A song written by Wayne Hahn, mm-hmm. and who many of your listeners are going to know that name, right? And, prior to COVID 2020, which is a year that, we just don't count anymore, we were picking songs, and we just felt led of the Lord to load this CD with happy, joy-themed music. And so there's several songs on that CD, one called This Ain't That, which the theme of that song is This Ain't That Kind of Joy, talking about songs on the radio, great weather, flowers, the love of your life brings you joy, but it's a fleeting joy. It's not an everlasting joy that we get from Jesus, mm-hmm. right? And then Joy Looks Good on You is a story about a recent convert. I heard that you met the Lord and that you had a great transformation and joy really looks good on you, which is a great message to have. And then we had an old traditional song, a shape note song called I Rejoice in the Lord. So the whole CD is just themed with great music from great writers like Rodney Griffin, Wayne Hahn, Diane Wilkinson.
Yeah.
Great writers, and it's just a happy CD. And we thought that would be appropriate, and little did we know that 2020 would turn out the way that it turned out. Mm. So we released it in 2020, and it's still very fresh and current because we haven't toured it very much, right?
That's right.
So we're just now getting back to that tour schedule.
That's right. A producer on the album that people
Trey
recognize.
Yeah. 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 We're fortunate to have Trey. He's produced the last three projects for us, mm-hmm. and we're just blessed to have such a talented producer. Mm-hmm. And he was operating hand in hand with us, and it just made for a great combination, I thought.
Yeah, and actually Chris Allman also produced a couple of songs on there.
He
produced vocals on a couple of songs, and he's also a great friend and a hero in our industry, especially for me being a tenor singer, right?
So with those writers and those producers, you guys don't really have to do anything. We appreciate your singing. We enjoyed Sounds of Jericho when we saw you earlier. We can't wait to see you again. And we want to thank you for being on Gospel Music today.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. We appreciate it.
This is a concert update from Gospel Music Today. Lowesville Gospel Concerts welcomes three Heath brothers to Stanley, North Carolina on October 8 at 6 p.m. You can find all the details at the Gospel Music Today website.
And they lay his old body down to rest. Wake up call will come from the Lord at first sight. And I'll be leaving on that heaven-bound flight.
Sherry Ann has a new CD, and it's called Stand. It begins with the great songs, Who Do You Say I Am, and Still the God Who Parts the Sea. My favorite is You Can't Take It With You. That's Stand by Sherry Ann. We have a new music video this week.
Yes, we do. This is from a family group known as Dean. That's Tony Dean and family. They're from Panama City Beach in Florida. The song is Scars. Dean is up next on Gospel Music Today.
The Garden of Gethsemane to the Hill of Calvary, the pain and all the anguish from the stripes he bore that day. I believe I could hear him say,
is lost in war. It's him for all the children hid behind the bedroom door. Ten for all the sick and the lost we cannot see. But in all reality, the last night just for me. That my Savior said to make my life brand new. That last and final hour, as he bowed his head to die, he cried out, "It is finished." As mercy filled his eyes.
In this month's Cross Country USA magazine, the cover story is about Tim Fulgham, called Singing the Glory Down. Other articles this month are about Sunday Morning Country, Jamie Coulter, and Lorraine Howard. You can find a link to Cross Country USA at our website, gospelmusictoday.com. Calvary Answers For Me is a new CD by Trusting Grace. In addition to the title song, there are other favorites such as Damascus Road, How Long, and Tell Me Who. My favorite is Here Is the Place. That's Calvary Answers For Me by Trusting Grace.
Promises I wish I hadn't broken. Got some hearts I wish I hadn't bruised. There's some words that I wish I hadn't spoken. Down some paths I wish I didn't choose. But here's the hope I hold. When I'm filled with regret, your love is not finished with me yet. I might be rough around the edges. You brought me this far. Don't love what I once loved, since you came into my heart. Change is sometimes slow. But hunger stumbles. I wanna be a man who's fearless in his faith, one who's honest in his failures and struggles. Never counts the cost, just gives himself.
Next on Gospel Music Today, we'll go to the archives and hear Glory Way Quartet. Let's go back to 2018 for the archives.
That's a good idea. We had the cameras at the Creekside Gospel Music Convention. We heard Glory Way sing, and that exclusive video is up next on Gospel Music Today.
It's great to be back. Here's our latest radio single called He Took It Away, and I'm glad He took away my sin, my shame, and made me a fit vessel for heaven. I hope you are too. Here we go.
Once I was burdened with life's heavy load, running in darkness down sin's lonesome road. But then I met Jesus, and He made it right. He took my burden, and He gave me the light.
He took it away.
He took it away, and I am forgiven. And now I can say that I bear it no more.
Mercy.
He gave me mercy when I was unworthy. Praise God above in the sweet name of love. He took it away.
Oh, yes, He took it away. Yeah.
Move over, Moses. Make room for me. Cause I'm headed homeward. His face I shall see. We'll sing together what angels can't say.
I was a sinner, and He took it away.
He took it away.
He took it away, and I am forgiven. And now I can say that I bear it no more.
He gave me mercy.
He gave me mercy when I was unworthy. Praise God above in the sweet name of love. And I am forgiven. Now I can say that I bear it no more.
He gave me mercy.
He gave me mercy when I was unworthy. Praise God above in the sweet name of love. He took it away.
Still a great event. The Creekside Gospel Music Convention continues in Pigeon Forge, Tennessee. We enjoyed Glory Way that night. We are out of time for this week's edition of Gospel Music Today.
And we're glad that you could join us this week. And we want to say hello to our new listeners at CJRI Radio in Fredericton, New Brunswick, Canada. Welcome to Gospel Music Today. And we'll see all of you next week on Gospel Music Today.